the update coming up momentarily. But before we get there, just to run through what we have going on through the rest of the show. So coming up today on The Daily, after the Deer Run update, March is upon us. The best of basketball is here. We're going to run through what happened last night in high school hoops. And we'll preview what's going on tonight in high school basketball. As we have just a couple Jackson County teams left standing in tournament action. So we'll run through that for you in a little bit. What else we got here? We've got Pistons to run through. We've got Tigers to go through. We've got Big Ten basketball. We've got Wings. We've got a lot. But before we get to any of that, oh yeah, it's that time. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for the DWRUN Deer Run Bucks Update. Tonight, it's playoff hockey for the Deer Run Bucks as the Bucks begin their playoff run tonight against the CAI Spies with a lovely puck drop time of 9:40. What the heck? Do hockey players just never sleep? When you say 9:45, are they like, oh, what are you talking about, eh? Oh, yeah, sure, 9:45, yeah, that's fine. We're just getting going then, What the heck? Are you kidding me? All right, whatever. 9:45 puck drop. Get your tickets now, as attendance is expected to be at full capacity at the Optimist Ice Arena! The Bucks, who stumbled out of the gates at the beginning of the year, were able to see a mid-season surge that launched them into the playoffs, despite being thrashed 6-0 in the regular season finale last week. Since said thrashing, the Bucks have been practicing heavily for their first-round playoff match against assistant team captain and nine head extraordinaire, Zach the Tripper, had this to say on the upcoming match. We took our beating last week, and all our boneheads for how we played. It's time to suck it up and look at the big task at hand, which is winning this week's matchup by placing tariffs on the other team and keeping them in their own zone. Also, it is unfortunate that we'll be without one of our goal scorers tonight who leads the team in shooting rather than passing on 3-on-1s. But nevertheless, we shall figure it out, and we shall prevail! The Bucks will be without a few players tonight and have yet to determine if the Tickler will be in attendance. But as long as they have JHL MVP LT McGrady, they will stand a chance at victory!
Victory!
Bucks fans, get off your feet and come watch in what could be the season finale of the Deer Run Bucks! Bucks versus Spies tonight at 9:45. At the Optimist Ice Rena. Feel like I could be getting into some sort of copyright issues for using that. So we won't use too much of, I just have to cite it, right? For Whom the Bell Tolls by Metallica. All right, there. We're good. Right? We're good? I think we are. Yeah. All right. So there we go. That is the Deer Run update. And tomorrow, regardless of how things pan out, tomorrow we will have the Deer Run presser. So you'll be able to get all the information you need on how the Deer Run Bucks performed. We'll get stats. We'll get the unsightly stats too. And yeah, that'll be tomorrow. The Deer Run presser with Brian Bolenbaugh here on The Daily on Jackson's Fox Sports 101.9 FM. All right, brand new contest we have going on here. It's a little different. Well, we've been doing the March Mania. I said March Mania. Boy, the lawyers are going to have a field day with this show already, aren't they? March, the copyright lawyers are everywhere. They're everywhere. March Mania. That's what I almost said the wrong thing again. Fox Sports 101.9 FM bringing the madness with our March Mania bracket list contest. No need to stress over filling out an entire bracket. Just pick the one college basketball team you think will win it all. This is just one. It's the simplest bracket contest in the world. Because it's bracketless. So scroll down, lock in your pick below before the first round of the tournament tips off on March 20th. The winner scores a big screen TV and a Bluetooth speaker. Perfect for watching and celebrating in style. Thank you, Kettlebell Hotspot, Sport and Fitness Center, Spring Arbor, for presenting March Mania Bracketless Contest. Second place winner going to get a 4K outdoor projector just in time for entertaining those spring and summer nights outside. So, if you think you know who is cutting down the nets, we've got a simple form for you. And the required fields. What gets me, and we can see if people like fill out, but they don't fill out the whole thing, we get that, right? So what gets me is people fill it out, but they're like, oh, I'm not giving my contact information. I don't want people to call me. Well, we can't. If you win, how are we going to get a hold of you? You gotta think it through just a little bit. I don't want to give my contact information. Okay. Then you can't win. All right. So we need your name. It's a required field. The first name and required fields. We need your email. That is a required field. And sometimes our emails will go to spam. And sometimes there's people who aren't the best at checking the spam. Raise your hand if you ever check your spam. There's only a couple people with their hands up. I never, and the mark means ever, check my spam. And I'll every once in a while I'll get that. Hey, I emailed you like a month ago, and you never responded to me. Really? That's not what you send it to. I sent it to blah, 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 blah. Oh, yeah, that's my email. I wonder why I get. Did you check your spam? You know, so people, when they say that, they say it all kind of snooty. Like, you're a lesser person because you forgot to check. Did you check your spam? Excuse me? Your spam! Did you check your spam? Oh. You don't check your spam? Don't be all snooty and judgy. Check your spam. So if you don't check your spam, we need your phone number too, so we could follow up with you. And then we could say, hey, we sent you an email a while. Did you check your spam?
Yeah.
And then, of course, we need the team prediction, and then we need a final score. Serves as a tiebreaker. So you get your sheet of integrity. I'm sure you do a sheet, multiple sheets. You know, you got one contest here. Just put down who you think the champion's going to be and what the score is. I don't know. We're just having you pick the one and then the score. So I offered suggestions for the competition this year. I'll just leave it at that. It's brought to you by Kettlebell Hotspot, Brooklyn Plumbing, Heating and Air Conditioning, Bud Light, and County National Bank. It's our bracketless competition this year. Yeah, we're giving away a nice large TV. So, okay. All right. What do we got? Let me move past that. You know what we do? We have high school. I tell you what. Just for the sake of time right now, because if I start this, I'm not going to have time to finish it. You know me. I want to finish what I started. So we're going to I'm going to move some things around just on the fly. All right. And then we're going to take a break here in a second. We're just going to take a quick little commercial break. And when we come back, we're going to jump into high school basketball. Okay. Results from yesterday, what we've got on tap today. We're going to do that here in just a sec. Polly's Country Markets, supporters of what we do here on The Daily on Jackson's Fox Sports 101.9 FM. You know, it was with this show, this segment last week, 1 week from tomorrow, a week ago, when Brian and I got on the conversation about our Blackstones. And so when we do fries on the Blackstone, if you haven't done fries on the Blackstone, now when you do fries on the Blackstone, a couple different ways to do them. Now we buy the frozen, already seasoned fries. We let the bag sit out and we let it thaw. If you put them on the Blackstone frozen, you're going to be there a long time, my friend, and go through a half a tank of propane. So we buy the seasoned fries, and we'll let them thaw. Then we put a little oil down there, mix it up, put the seasonings fries down there after it's warmed up. And, oh, they're so good. So get that little crisp on the, oh, so good. You can just do that in the oven. You can. Not as good. Not saying, just Sam. So Brian last week said, you know, if you just take the potato and cut it in and put cornstarch down with the oil and mix it up, and those are really good too. My Brian impression needs a little bit of work. Think I'm going to try Brian's suggestion at some point. As soon as the weather breaks, I'm going to go to Polly's Country Market and get a bag of Idaho russet potatoes for $1.95. The 5-pound bag of potatoes. Thank you, Brian, for the suggestion. Boar's Head corned beef and beef pastrami, $12.75 a pound. Oh, and by the way, get that Boar's Head baby Swiss cheese, $7.90 a pound. Boom! You got Reuben's! Boneless skinless chicken breasts, $2.75 a pound, and boneless pork sirloin chops, $2.95 a pound. Boneless pork sirloin roast, $2.75 a pound. Those savings and more at Polly's Country Market. Find a location near you. They're everywhere. They're everywhere. I got to take a break. I'm already longer than I thought I would. A break is coming up. and we're going to get into high school sports here in just a sec. Okay, but I want you, excuse me, I want you to think of your shopping experience, okay? Just think about it. When you go to a big box store, you know what? I'm going to use my example. Let's say Sam's. I'm using my example because I do go into Sam's, okay? Go into Sam's. First of all, the people who walk down the parking lots are idiots because they walk right down the middle, okay? And this happens at Sam's, happens at Meijer, happens at Walmart, happens no matter where you have a big box store and you're shopping. You've got some idiot who's just in their own little world walking right down the middle of the aisle so nobody can pass. And they stop and they're like, oh, hey, look, oh, look here. There's a whole variety of macaroni and cheeses here. I wonder which one I should pick here. Yeah. Oh, hey, dude, get the heck out of the way. What the heck is wrong with you? No matter what store you go to, big box store you go to, you have that. You know where you don't have that? Challenge me. Tell me I'm wrong. You know where you don't have idiots in the parking lot? You know where you don't have idiots walking down the aisles shopping? You don't have that at Polly's Country Market. I promise you, I frequent Polly's a lot. You don't have it there. There's no idiots in the aisle. There's no idiots in the parking lot. People are polite and courteous. They're like, oh, excuse me, I'm so sorry. And they get out of your way. That's what happens at Polly's Country Market. You've got alert, attentive, polite customers who get the heck out of your way. And you do the same. You reciprocate also. Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean. I was too busy picking out my cans of Spam. Yeah, that's what you have at Polly's Country Market. So visit your favorite country Polly's Country Market location and shop with people who aren't idiots. Okay, thank you. Public service announcement for the day. All right, when we come back, we're going to be jumping into high school sports. You're listening to The Daily on Jackson's Fox Sports 101.9 FM via our studios here in the McKibben Media Group World Headquarters. Back with more after this. I think I spent too much time on Polly's and idiot shoppers. You don't shop with idiots. Go to Polly's Country Market. I should, you know, I don't know who has that account here. I think it might be Doug, but I'm going to suggest that be pitched to Polly's Country Market. It's an unsanctioned advertisement right now, but I think it works. High school basketball. Let's check in with girls basketball. First round of districts last night. Division I. District 12 at Mason saw the Mounties of Northwest defeating Jackson 37-32. There it is. Northwest girls basketball rallied from a 7-point deficit in the third quarter to beat Jackson 37-32 on Monday. Opening round of district finals. They were down 27-19 midway through the third. The Mounties outscored the Vikings 18-5 from that point on, which included forcing 9 turnovers during that run on defense and scoring 7 second-chance points on offense. Lucy Bivens basically said, well, we just figured out who their score was and we stopped them, if I can paraphrase. And I did. Yeah, so Northwest Mounties getting the win last night. And, well, Northwest, they're going to have their work cut out for them. They take on Holt, 15-7 on the season on Wednesday, 5:30. Northwest, 9-13 on the season. Division II, District 52 at Chelsea. Columbia gets the win over Pinckney. Columbia advances to the district semifinal. Lady Golden Eagles travel to Chelsea for the first round district championships against Pinckney. The girls started a bit slow, trailing 10-8 after the first quarter, and from that point on, they dominated the game, eventually winning 59-29. Gabby Gaydosh led the way, 24 points. Cecilia Slatt added 11 points, and Molly Shearer chipped in 8 points. Next game up against Chelsea on Wednesday, 5:30. Chelsea 16-4 on the season. Columbia 12-10 on the season. That's again 5:30 on Wednesday. The other part of that bracket, Western versus Michigan Center. How did Chelsea get the one seed in this? Seriously. Probably because they play in the SEC White and they play a little bit bigger competition than what they play in the I-8. I'm guessing. But still, Western 20-2? Center 19-2? Are the second and third seeds in that bracket? Oh, as Tim Allen would say. So yeah, Chelsea 16-4 versus Columbia 12-10, 5:30 tomorrow. Western 20-2 versus Michigan Center 19-2. And we'll run through the NPRs tomorrow. Kind of give you an idea of who the MHSAA has a beat on as far as their formula and whatnot. So we'll do that tomorrow here on The Daily. Also tomorrow, it's going to be in Division III, District 83 at Leslie. They didn't have a divisional opener. Everybody gets a bye. Everybody gets a bye. Leslie 16-6 versus Dansville 1-21. That's at 5:30. At 7, Stockbridge at 10-12 versus Springport 9-12. That's at 7:00. Division III, District 84 at Grass Lake. Thank you, Connor, for covering this contest for us yesterday. East Jackson versus Napoleon 48-27, EJ gets the win. Let's see here. The Trojans led 9-8 after quarter one, 22-15 at the half, 37-22 after three. Mariah Curley led East Jackson 17 points. Addison Hendricks, 14 points, and broke a school record with 11 blocks. I was talking with Connor. He said, those blocks, man, that made it interesting to watch. Kennedy Goodwin added 9 points on the night for East Jackson, who took down Napoleon yesterday. And so that means that on Wednesday, it's Grass Lake, 18-3 on the season versus Napoleon East Jackson, 15-8. On the season. That should be a pretty good matchup. 5:30 for that contest. And Dan Lumen, 15-6 versus Hanover Horton, 12-9 on Wednesday. That's the 7:00 contest. Division III, District 85 at Homer. Dope! Homer 56, Hillsdale 54 in overtime. So that sets up Wednesday, Onsted versus Homer. Onsted's 15-7, Homer's 8-4. That's at 5:30. Jonesville is 11-11. Hudson is 9-13. Oh my goodness, what a stinker of a bracket. Well, you get what you get. Division 3 versus District, or Division 3, District 87 at Plymouth Christian Academy. You have Ann Arbor Green Hills topping Manchester 50-40. Okay, so Manchester gone, no Jackson area teams left. We have scratched Division 3, District 87 off of our sheet, so we won't be following that one anymore. Division 4, District 118 at Litchfield. No first round. They have one semifinal, just one. How can that be? Because there's only three teams in this district. Prep doesn't have a team for girls. Vandy doesn't have a team for girls. Addison doesn't have a team for girls. So they're running a little thin. All of those in Division 4. So Jackson Christian, 14-8 versus North Adams Jerome, 8-13. That's tomorrow. And then Concord just kind of sitting there. Concord got the double bye in the district championship game with the double bye waiting for Jackson Christian versus North Adams Jerome. All right. So that's girls basketball. Now, let's pivot over to boys basketball, where tonight, Division III, District 21, hosted by Ithaca. Ovid Elsie versus Chesaning. Am I saying that right? Ovid Elsie. They come into this with a record of 19-5. Chesaning, 21. I know, Dave, you're listening. Mr. Cox, he knows where and how to pronounce every city in the state of Michigan. So he's, I'm leaning on you, Mr. Cox, to help me out here. Anyway, they're 21-3. So you got a 19-5 versus a 21-3. Let me see if it'll make me allow me to do this without having to re-input all my stuff. So Ovid Elsie, they come into this. Oh, Chesaning and Ovid Elsie are 1-2 in the Mid-American Activities Conference. 14-2, 13-3. Oh, this is a conference rivalry. Ovid Elsie, 583. And Chesaning is 603. Oh, this is going to be a good matchup. That's going to be a good matchup. Mark, why are you focusing on two teams that aren't even local? Because the winner there advances to the regional championship, and they're going to face either Stockbridge or Lumen in Division III, District 21, hosted by Ithaca. Stockbridge, 20-4, winners of the Big A. Lumen Christie, 21-3. Just having a double overtime win over Hanover Horton. Those two teams play tonight, 7 o'clock, at Ithaca High School Gymnasium. So Lumen comes into this with a record of, what are they? 21-3. They have an NPR of 637. They play a lot of big schools, that Lumen Christie team. So their opponent, Stockbridge, 596 with their NPR. So Lumen, as far as the NPR goes, they have the edge. So winners of those two teams will play each other coming up on the 6th at 7 o'clock, which you'll be able to catch on your favorite McKibben Media Group network of stations. The other local team still alive in Division Four is, son of a nutcracker. Did I miss it? Oh, all right. I got a Division Four. I don't even know what the, where'd my cheat sheet go? Where's my cheat sheet? There's Division Four, Region 31. You know, I had it up, but sometimes this MHSAA website likes to, they just like to be finicky. We're all just going to look back on this and laugh. Oh, that MHSAA site. Oh, you're so fun. Dude, it still didn't work. What the heck? Division Four. I was right? Division 4, Region 31 at Mendon. Division 4, Region 31 at Mendon. Oh, that MHSAA site. Oh, you're so fun. Hit the reset button. Oh, dude, come on. What the hey? All right, let's just go ahead and find it the old-fashioned way. That MHSAA site. You're such a hoot. Here it is. MHSAA site. All right, so Concord versus Colon. It's Region 30. After I just ripped the MHSAA site, I realized it was an ID10T error. Write it out. Write the ID10T and you'll get what you'll pick up what I'm putting down. Concord takes on Colon tonight, 5:30. Concord 16-9. Colon is 18-6. You'd think whoever the namer of that little town would be. Yeah, Colon. Oh, that's a great name. Yeah, right. Yeah, it is that. It's that also. No, we like our name. We're going to keep it. So now, well, if we change it now, we're going to have to change the stationery. You know, the letterhead, that's a big pain. We're just going to leave it Colon, right? We're calling ourselves Colon. No, we're not going to add an L. No, we're just call it Colon is what we're going to call it. Okay. Colon. So Concord versus Colon. That's tonight, 5:30 at Mendon High School. Concord 16-9, Colon 18-6. MPR on this one has Concord coming into this. And Concord in a three-way tie for second in the I-8. Concord has an MPR of 534. Colon with one L is 530. So they're two pretty evenly matched teams. That's going to be, hey, in a game, you just want to be competitive, right? They are fighting to advance to the regional final, where they're going to face either Waldron or Lunaway Christian. So Waldron, 18-6, Lunaway Christian. See, Waldron's sitting there saying, "Yeah, we were considering Fingernail as our town name, but we decided to go with Waldron instead." So Waldron is 18-6, Lunaway Christian 20-4. And let's just click on Lunaway Christian for giggles here. Their MPR, as Lunaway Christian won the Tri-County Conference. Oh, they're in the Tri-County Conference now? Huh. Wow, that Tri-County Conference is way different than it used to be. So they are in the Tri-County Conference. Interesting. They have an MPR of 600. And their opponent, Waldron, is 5'10". They play today to advance to face either Concord or Colon in that regional final. Colon. It's 12:37. Let's step aside, and when we come back, we'll jump on to Pistons basketball, a little Big Ten. We'll eventually get to Tigers. We got a little bit to cover here today. You're listening to The Daily on Jackson's Fox Sports 101.9 FM via studio in our McKibben Media Group World Headquarters in Summit Township. Welcome back to The Daily, Jackson's Fox Sports 101.9 FM via our studios in the McKibben Media Group World Headquarters in Summit Township. And we're brought to you by Knudsen's, your outdoor convenience store, Kettlebell Hotspot, where your functional fitness begins. Brought to you by Bud Light, McUltra, and Tri-County Water. That's good water. TriCountyWater.com. Well, the Pistons cruised to victory on the road to Utah, beating the Utes. They're not the Utes. The what? The two Utes, Your Honor. The Utes. The what? If you can name that movie, I'll give you props. Utah Jazz. They beat the Utah Jazz. The last place Utah Jazz. 134-106. Cade Cunningham, 29 points, 9 assists, 4 steals to begin the road trip. All 5 starters in double figures. Team is now within half game of Indiana and Milwaukee, who are just ahead of them. Detroit winners of 10 of their last 11 games. J.B. Bickerstaff, by the way, is also your Eastern Conference Coach of the Month after leading the team to a 9-3 record in February. First Detroit coach to earn the honor since the late Flip Saunders back in 08. Now, really? He really needs to be in the running for Coach of the Year, because this team was a 100% pure dumpster fire last year. I mean, it was bad. It was bad. And he's got them. If they don't make the playoffs, they're at least making the play-in. at this point. So, I mean, yeah. Unless they have a total meltdown, I think their greed's just going up. Anyway, Pistons got the win last night. As we mentioned, a whole bunch of people in double figures. They actually had, not only they have all of their starters in double figures, they had some bench players in double figures too. Tim Hardaway Jr., 13 points. Ashur Thompson, 17 points. Jalen Duren, 16 points. Malik Beasley, 15 points. Cade Cunningham, the 29 we mentioned. I got a sneeze coming. You know, I burped on the air on accident yesterday. Now I got a sneeze coming. So this mute button's going to be getting some work here eventually. Let's see here. Yeah, is it Vontaccio? I don't know, because we never say his name. Either way, he played 22 minutes. He got 10 points. Ron Holland had 8. Paul Reed had 6. Dennis Schroeder had 7. Marcus Sasser had 5. And Lindy Waters the third with 8 points on the night. Oh, yeah. Detroit basketball. Oh, you know me. I like the side-by-side stats. Let's do it. Pistons shot 55%, almost 55.5% from the floor to the Jazz's 42. 3 points, they were 11 of 41, 26.8% to 10 of 33, 30.3% for the Jazz. Pistons, 75% from the line to the Jazz, 81%. Okay. Total rebounds, 39 to 41. Offensive boards, 8 to 9. Defensive boards, 31 to 32. I mean, the Pistons haven't really... It was the non-3 game is where they won the game, 51 of 92. It's a numbers game. Yeah, I guess the more chances you have, the more points you're going to make. Assists, 32 to 19. Blocks, 8 to 1. Steals, Pistons had 16 steals on the night, leading to their more chances to score. 16 to 7 on that one. Jazz, 27 turnovers. The Pistons, 13. Wow. 68 to 48. Points in the paint for the Detroit basketball Pistons. And they both were there with 23 fouls total. So, yeah, it was the short game. The points in the paint. That's really what, and the rebounds, I'm sorry, and the turnovers, the steals and turnovers, those are really the stats that led to the Pistons having more scoring opportunities and getting the win. There they go, Pistons, there they go. All right, NBA. Elsewhere from the NBA, Blazers, Trailblazers beat the 76ers 119 to 102. Warriors beat the Hornets 119 to 101. Heat on top of the Wizards 106 to 90. The Hawks, 132 to 130 over the Grizzlies. Thunder beat the Rockets, 137 to 28, and the Kings on top of the Mavericks, 122 to 96. What does that mean? It means that the Pistons are in the sixth spot. So each conference takes 6. And then you take the other 2 seeds. In the 16-team playoff, the other 2 seeds are determined by the play-in game. So they take 7, 8, 9, and 10 and have them do their own little mini competition before they get to the playoffs. Pistons right now, again, in 6th, chasing the Pacers, who are 34 and 25. So the Pistons are a half game back. Bucks are 34 and 25, so the Pistons are a half game back of them. You know, if just the right things happen, the Pistons could automatically leap up and be 4th in the Eastern Conference. Wowzers. Oof. And the Pistons got the chops. I mean, they just downed the Celtics, who are 2nd in the conference. Huh. It could happen. It could happen. Let's see. All right, let's just finish off the Eastern Conference. So if the playoffs end today, you've got Cavs, Celtics, Knicks, Bucks, Pacers, Pistons. In the playoffs, in the play-in, the Heat, the Magic, the Hawks, the Bulls. So 7, 8, 9, and 10 all have a shot at the postseason. If we're in today, 7, 8, 9, and 10 all have losing records. Wow. Western Conference. You got the Thunder, Lakers, Nuggets, Grizzlies, Rockets, Warriors, 1-6, all in. Clippers, they've got a winning record, 32-28. Kings, winning record, 32-28. Timberwolves, winning record, 33-29. Mavericks, 32-30. They've got a winning record. But those are your four teams that would be in the postseason, all have winning records. West just seems to be a little more stacked than the Eastern Conference. Michigan State basketball remained at number 8 in the AP poll as they hold a solo lead in the Big Ten standings. Michigan dropped two spots to 17 after, I don't know why that game is so triggering to me. I don't get a chance to watch a whole lot of basketball. It's kind of my fault. It's one of those things. I'm not going to make time like I do for football. I can't do that on Saturday. No, it's a bad time for me. Michigan's on. I can't do that on Saturday. See, that happens a lot during the football season. Saturday, yeah? Oh, yeah, sure, I can do that. Don't even check the schedule. So the rare time I sit down to watch a game, they lay such a ginormous. That had to hurt coming out. That was how big of an egg it was. It was bad. Michigan dropped two spots to 17 after falling to the Illini at home over the weekend. In the AP Top 25, you got the Auburn Tigers at 1, Duke at 2, Houston Cougars at 3, Tennessee Vols at 4, Florida Gators 24-5 on the season at 5, 6th spot, St. John's Red Storm, Alabama, previous ranking was 6, well, they dropped a spot to 7, the Crimson Tide is rolling the wrong way. MSU basketball Spartans ranked 8th right now with that 24-5 record. Then you've got the Red Raiders of Texas Tech, their 9th. Iowa State Cyclones also, they're 10th. I was looking at the wrong numbers. Clemson Tigers at 11. Wisconsin Badgers, after losing to the MSU basketball team. Wisconsin Badgers are in the 12th spot now. They dropped just one from 11. Maryland Terrapins, they are 13, previously ranked 16. Louisville Cardinals are 14. Missouri Tigers, 15. Memphis Tigers are 16. And the Michigan Basketball Wolverines, previously ranked 15th, they're now 17th in all the land after that loss to Illinois. And now they got Maryland. They got Maryland coming up on Wednesday. That's not going to be an easy one. Purdue is at 18. Kentucky at 19, Marquette, Golden Eagles at 20, St. Mary's at 21, Texas A&M Aggies at 22, 23 is BYU Cougars, Arizona Wildcats, and Mississippi State Bulldogs ramp up the top 25. In the Big Ten tonight, you have some games scheduled. I'm just waiting for the Fisher-Price My First Internet to have appropriate speeds here. It's glitchy. We're glitching. Let's see here. So yesterday in the Big Ten, you had UCLA and Northwestern. UCLA getting the 73-69 win. Today you've got Rutgers at Purdue at 7. Indiana at Oregon. That's at 8. Nebraska at the Ohio State University. That's at 9. Tomorrow, Maryland at Michigan and Wisconsin at Minnesota, Washington at USC, and Thursday it's MSU versus Iowa. Where's those standings at? You got Michigan 15-3. I'm sorry, Michigan State 15-3. Michigan 14-4. Maryland 12-6, Purdue 12-6, Wisconsin 12-6. They're going to have to figure some stuff out here. Oh, man. Those other teams. All right, so if Michigan, let's say Michigan drops their game against Maryland. All of a sudden, Michigan is 14-5. 5 and Maryland is 13-6. Yeah, Michigan could get caught here. They could get beat. They could find themselves. And you've got that three-way tie right now for the third spot. One of those is going to end up being fourth. Michigan's got to pull their head out of their tuchus and get going. Tigers! What do we got with the Tigers? Derek Skubal looking good again for the Tigers in spring ball. He threw three scoreless innings and three strikeouts. He keeps his ERA pristine down in Lakeland. Foley did not do great coming out of the bullpen. Tigers lose to Toronto 13-3. But if you do a little shopping around online, you can find the video of Derek Skubal throwing a wicked curve ball. And it caused Bo Bichette to swing and a miss and fall on home plate. Look for the highlight. It's fun. It's a fun one. Wings in action tonight as the Detroit Hockey Red Wings, they face the Hurricanes, 7 o'clock LCA. Tigers and Rays today, right after this show, 1 o'clock. And, high school basketball tonight on 970, Lumen versus Stockbridge. All right. I think that's pretty much going to do it for us here today. I think I went a little long here. That's all right. I'm good enough. I'm smart enough. And gosh darn it, I'm worth it. Back with more tomorrow. We'll see you then.